who are more famous for sitting in public than for anything else that I do.
My point of view is not a normal point of view. So I think that all people are assholes until proven different.
A lot of what we do is designed to annoy people to the point where they might, just for a second, question enough of their environment to do something about it.
Oh yeah, Mothers of Connection is back, baby.
Yeah, dude, tell them where we are.
Oh yeah. I'm Ken Cornum with my main man, Roscoe. As I pull this intro music down, you will hear that we are live from Frank's Diner because today's theme is American Diner and Cafes. Yeah, and it is bustling in here, huh, man?
Yeah, dude. Where's the waitress, though?
Yeah, it's a busy Saturday morning at any diner, really, in Brooklyn. And, Roscoe, you got a slurp like that?
Sorry, dude, it's a Brooklyn cream.
Oh, Brooklyn cream. Weren't those things, like, classic in the 50s? Anyway, so this is pretty wild. We got the setup here. We are, we've got all the equipment. Thanks to Roscoe, was able to finagle the equipment. He snuck it under his shirt, and then we just... We're all set up. This is digital, the digital age, baby. So.
Why'd you say baby like that? Hey, hold on. Can you get my waitress?
Dude, don't yell in public like that. Jesus. So, we're having a couple cups of coffee. I got an omelet. Oh my God. That dude just dropped. Well, that was your omelet, I think, Roscoe. Waiter just kicking stuff around. Well, when it's that busy on a Saturday morning in New York City, well, actually, we're in Brooklyn, you're going to get some commotion, some chaos. And as I was assembling, looking through Zappa Music, as I do to get my playlist in order, I realized Frank had a good amount of songs about diners and being in, like, he referenced a breakfast room, and there's Roscoe slurping again. A breakfast room in Allentown, Pennsylvania, in a song called 200 Years, which is essentially a cafe / diner. And there goes that sloppy waitstaff whizzing by. It is loud in here. Yeah, slashing and slushing and having a good breakfast here in America, in Brooklyn. The theme, as I said, is diners. And the American diner is kind of like, it's weird. It's kind of... Well, you've got the Edward Hopper painting with the celebs, James Dean, and American diners in general earn a good amount of songs. Tom Waits for one. There you go, slurping again. We got babies in here. The American diner in just in general is a piece of Americana. The diner, the definition, a small restaurant found predominantly in the northern United States and Midwest. Well, they're everywhere. They serve a wide range of foods. And I think the romance is that they're open 24 hours. You got people passing through. They're truck stop kind of places. They're affordable. They used to have those lunch cars. You know, they look like... You see that guy?
Oh, dude, that was classic. I used to be like that.
Yeah, what did you order? Oh, it's coming now.
Western omelet. And what'd you have? I had a... Oh, man, I can't have peppers. I'll break out in hives.
You break out in hives. I said... Get off the mic, first of all.
Dude, we're sitting at a booth.
That's true. We're sitting at a booth. So if Roscoe does hop on the mic, you know why. I don't know why you just didn't get a burger or fries or meatloaf or something. Those are the other kind of things. You can go in and order a meatloaf. Comfort food. So, diner fare. That's right. That's where we are. And I'll kick off this first song as Frank Zappa sings about... Let me just log in here. Gotta get my log on. Of course, that's the wrong log. Tom Waits was a deep connection to Frank Zappa. In a lot of ways, Tom Waits opened up for Frank Zappa. And then he has this reference in a song where Frank would often swap out. So, oh, that baby. Yeah. Would swap. I think Grover works here, right? From,
oh, that was a classic Sesame Street.
Yeah, Grover from Sesame Street. That's right. And so Tom Waits opened for the Mothers on a number of occasions in 74. Tom Waits Restaurant, we're not sure what that is, but it's mentioned in the lyrics of Stinkfoot. Waits named Trout Mask Replica and the Yellow Shark two of his favorite albums. That's quite a... So Trout Mask Replica is a Captain Beefheart album. So I just, as I came in today and I do the themes, I was thinking, I just want to give a shout out to... These are two guys not listening. Jim Ladd is a epic, is a legendary DJ. And then you have Earl Bailey. And those guys, before they were on Deep Tracks XM, they were on their own stations. I can look it up later. I know Jim Ladd was in L.A. when I first moved out there. He had a show called Headsets, and it was themed, and you actually had to put headsets on. But I've been listening to those guys this week for comfort, and the DJ is still an important facet in the listening experience of Tunage. And cool, I got totally bumped off this thing, so... Hold on.
Hey, can I get a side of hash browns? Not a hash brown. Huh?
All right. Yeah. So I just, it was cool too. You can just go to, there's waiters and waitresses everywhere. So if you just, you know, $3 hash browns here and there. All right. Let's get the first song going, which I think is the quintessential diner kind of song, Eggs and Sausage. This is by Tom Waits. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. We're going to have a good time this morning. Here we go.
Now the paper's been read. Nighthawks at the diner, Emma's 49er. There's a rendezvous of strangers around a coffee urn tonight. All the gypsy hacks and the insomniacs. Now the paper's been read. Now the waitress said, eggs and sausage and a side of toast, a coffee and a roll, hash browns are what easy, chili in a bowl with burgers and fries. What kind of pie? It's a graveyard charade, it's a late shift masquerade. It's two for a quarter, dime for a dance, Woolworth rhinestone, diamond earrings, and a sideways glance. Now the register rings, now the waitress sings, eggs and sausage, side of toast, coffee and a roll. Offers no direction. It's a cold caffeine in a nicotine cloud. As the touch of your fingers lingers burning in my memory. I've been 86th from your scheme. Now I'm in a melodramatic nocturnal scene. Now I'm a refugee from a disconcerted affair. Now the lead pipe morning falls. Now the waitress calls. Eggs and sausage. Now a side of toast. Coffee and roll. Hash browns over easy. Chili in a bowl. With burgers and fries. Now what can I buy? Alamo, if you will. Just come in, I join the crowd. Had some time to kill. See, I just come in to join the crowd. Time to kill. Just coming to join the crowd. Cause I had some time to kill.
Yeah, that was Tom Waits, baby. Let's take a trip to Dee's Diner with Les Claypool on Radio Free Brooklyn.
mouth of buttermilk pancakes all day long. Mouth of buttermilk pancakes all day long. Mouth of buttermilk pancakes all day long. Who wants to go to this diner? Who wants to go down to this? I want to go to this diner. I want to go down to this.
Here we are. No, it's here we are. Boom. At St. Alfonso's Pancake Breakfast, where I stole the margarine and wheedled on the bingo cards in lieu of the latrine. I saw a handsome parish lady make her entrance like a queen. Why, she was totally chenille, and her old man was a marine. As she abused the sausage patty and said, why don't you treat me mean? Absolutely inexcusable. Let's go back to the beginning of St. Alfonso. Well, here we are. At St. Alfonso's Pancake Breakfast, where I stole the margarine and wheedled on the bingo cards in lieu of the latrine. I saw a handsome parish lady make her entrance like a queen. Why, she was totally chenille, and her old man was a marine. As she abused the sausage patty and said, why don't you treat me mean? At St. Alfonso's Pancake Breakfast, ha, where I stole the margarine.
Yeah, we are live back here at Frank's Diner. The white. Yeah, we're live. And it's getting busier by the second, eh, Roscoe?
Ah, damn, my coffee cup.
Well, you grip it like you're at a ball game. You're making a mess, man. Anyways.
Hey, you got any of those sugar cubes, sweetie?
Call her sweetie.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. PC.
I mean, you just don't yell sweetie across the... Anyway, can't have a Frank's Diner theme show without a song about pancakes, not canpakes. Hear that, baby? Yeah, yeah. You got a drink like that, Roscoe? Okay, I know he does. He's making a mess. St. Alfonso's Pancake Breakfast, that was a bit of like a... rehearsal. I think it was a sound check. It is from the Roxy, December 12th, 1973. Before that, we had to take a trip to Dee's Diner with Les Claypool's duo. Duo De Twang was the band. He's had many, many different bands. And as I segue into this piece of breaking news, that's right, Primus will be live doing a tour with Rush. Not that is wrong. A tribute. Look at the Grover's working again. Primus and we'll be doing a tribute to Rush. That is the, there's also Oysterhead Tour still going, which is a band. But let me stick to my guns here. Primus is doing the Farewell to Kings tribute. And the first one won't be until Beacon Theater, June 17th. And that is, of course, Neil Peart passing away. They want to show their love for one of the greatest, hardest rocking bands. The Farewell to Kings album is a great Neil Peart illustration of what he can do. So a tribute to Kings is the name of the tour. And then Oysterhead's the other band that Les is in. And that is with some other legends, Stuart Copeland of The Police, and of course, Trey Anastasio of Phish. Anastasio, that's how I say it. And let's see if they are still April 18th. They'll be in Palo Alto, assuming business as usual as far as shows go. Yeah, a lot of laughter in the place today. Fraudulent Waffle, which sounds like a Zappa. Did you see that guy?
Dude, man, like half the food is making it to the tables.
Well, listen, look at, there's a line out the door. This is Frank's Diner. And they know, we probably know we're here. People are streaming it. So the song Fraudulent Waffle sounds like a Zappa song, but it's actually Marcus King, who is a huge Zappa fan. And one of his favorite riffs, he said, is off the Grand Wazoo. It's called Eat That Question, which I think is off the Grand Wazoo. You know, Zappa's only got 500 albums. So, yeah, Eat That Question is one of his, there was an article that said what his favorite riffs are, and Eat That Question was one of them. Eat that pancake. As Roscoe slurps away and eats that pancake, I'm going to return you to rocking. This is the Blackbirds. I will get you the connection on this one. This song is apropos, Hash and Eggs, and then we'll get into our coffee block. Thanks for tuning in. As usual, we'll get back with some station information. I will not neglect that. I will say, 50th show coming up. That marks 1 year of the Mothers of Connection. We'll have something very special planned, and hope you can tune in. And again, thanks to all the usual listeners and new listeners for listening here on Radio Free Brooklyn. This is the Great Blackbirds. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, we're back. Back at the diner. Yeah, man. Let's go through that block. That was a sick block, huh, Roscoe?
Yeah, man, I think I'm good on that three entrees.
Yes, because you just grabbing the waitress every time you see her and you place an order. It's just not really... And you keep drinking like that. I know you love those Brooklyn creams. All right, let's go back to the what you heard here. The diner is the theme. And fraudulent waffle right before... So before that, you heard things that look like meat that I thought were perfect for this show, because you never know what you're going to get at a diner, so it can be questionable, am I right? And then fraudulent waffle, Marcus King Band. And it started kind of in another diner, not this one. This is Frank's Diner. And then before that, the Smokin' Hot Hash and Eggs by the Blackbirds. That's Donald Byrd's band. Just to go back to that Marcus King Band, that was pretty smoking as this place falls apart. What did you say, Roscoe? You were like, you said about Marcus King's playing?
I was like, dude, that dude should work in the kitchen because he cooks.
Yeah, this is better how you said it the first time. Anyway, we are going to keep moving. Roscoe and I just ordered some black coffee, so I think that's perfect for another band connected to Frank Zappa, Humble Pie, which opened for Frank in the 60s. Just to go back, Donald Byrd was connected to many jazz musicians that Frank played with. Ronnie Cuber, the Breckers, the list goes on and on. And they're all sort of connected to the Adderleys. So Nat Adderley, Cannonball Adderley, there's this interesting web of jazz players. Frank's probably connected to more jazz musicians, really, than anything. And I know that's blowing your mind. We are Radio Free Brooklyn. That's what you're listening to. If you're listening on your laptop, get the app and then sling it to a speaker near you. If you want to keep up with everything, go to the radiofreebrooklyn.org/newsletter. Love to have you. Maybe you're a big fan of other shows. Fan. Listen to that, baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sisters with Purpose. Okay, so as Grover drops yet another bowl of split pea soup, and that guy laughs. Sisters with Purpose seeks to empower women and their families by providing resources that will help them develop necessary skills to become engaged community participants. On March 28th, they will be hosting their annual Women's History Luncheon to honor the amazing women in their community. For more information, why don't you go to sisterswithpurpose.net and see what this excellent movement is all about. So that's one of our sponsors, Radio Free Brooklyn. We're still on a mission here. We're celebrating our five-year anniversary until May 2020. We're well below what we need to stay alive, so any dollar helps. Next Saturday will be 1 year of this show, The Mothers of Connection. We've come a long way. And the guy right after me, John Reed, we started about the same time. So we're celebrating 1 year of doing this. And it doesn't feel like a year because it's so fun. It's meditative in some ways. It's I get to hang out with Roscoe and watch him drink Brooklyn creams and play funky killer music, all connected to Frank Zappa, keeping within a theme. Let's get that black coffee song called Humble Pie. And next week, we will have a special theme honoring that 1 year. Keep grooving. Let's go.
Fresh meat! haunt you until you're dead on your feet. You keep on chewing till you're dead on your feet.
Truck stop girl, but he
yeah, that is Lowell George with the great, great Little Feat Country Funk. And you know, it's a little quiet in here. We went back to the studio. We had to pay the check. Roscoe's back there paying the check. Hold on. I'm on the remote recording device equipment, so I'm going to head back in here. I got to make sure. I think I gave Roscoe the wrong card anyway. Can I get in here with my equipment? Hold on, this guy's giving the hostess is giving me giving me looks. Well, I've got a whole bunch of equipment with me here. All right. Let's see if it's still busy in here. It's not. It's not busy in here. All right. He's doing that. But thanks again for listening, y'all. Let me tell you what you heard. Weird. Let me tell you what you heard on the Mothers of Connection radio show. That was Truck Stop Girl, Little Feat. And before that, we heard... What do we hear? Black Coffee was Humble Pie, who opened up... Actually, Mothers of Connection, of Invention, sorry. Mothers of Invention were the opener for Humble Pie in 1971. I know Frank fans are like, huh? But at the very famous Whiskey A Go-Go in L.A. in 1971. And that's how we connected. That was a funky song, Black Coffee. And what did I have before that? I lost my tunage. I want to end on two Dylan songs. I think I have time for one more cup of coffee. So let's get that cooking on the Mothers of Connection radio show.
Pleasure knows no limits. Your voice is like a meadow lark. but your heart is like an ocean, mysterious and dark. One more cup of coffee for the road. One more cup of coffee before I go to the valley below.
Yeah, the one, the only, Bob Dylan. A surprising inspiration to Frankie Boy. That is originally off Desire, but this was a live version from Boston. Let me see what this, Boston Music Hall. Ah, I lost it. We are back at the diner. I got to pay the bill here before John Reed gets in. Roscoe, you got that Diners Club card?
Yeah, dude, it's the only card I have.
All right, man, hook me up with the diner. Actually, they don't take Diners Club, I don't think, anywhere. I think that's defunct. But who knows? We are going to pay the bill. I'm going to pay the bill as usual. Yeah. So we thank you for listening. This was a diner theme. As you heard, there's a good amount of songs about coffee. A lot of songs about coffee. And Bob Dylan, just to recap why I played the Mighty Bob, the Mighty Quinn to Frank Zappa's. He's listed on the freakout list as a major inspiration. Coming up next, Race to the Bottom, the ever-popular John Reed, voted most likely to blow your mind on a Saturday morning in the yearbook, the Radio Free Brooklyn yearbook. He's coming up next. As always, we're keeping this Saturday morning alive on Radio Free Brooklyn, and then after that's Crime Talk Brooklyn. So stick around. If you like what you hear, hear what you like, donate. We got to stay alive here. We like coming here. We want to keep coming here. You like listening. RadioFreeBrooklyn.org/donate or Radio Free Brooklyn, I think, drive to 5. Yeah, donate for sure, though. And this is it. Roscoe, you can sign it, buddy.
Can I? I love to do that.
Yeah, just sign Mothers of Connection.
Awesome.
All right, so just slurp the rest of that coffee, buddy, and then we're gonna boogie out of here. And yeah, hope you enjoy the rest of your day. I got work to do. John Reed's got work to do. He's gonna be on the mic, blowing your damn mind. Yeah, have a very disinfected day and enjoy the Saturday. The sun is still shining, guys. Keep on keeping on. Time you dress